Andrea, get the table.
It's late Tuesday morning in a gas station parking lot off Interstate 90, and Centerpol founder Peggy Wilknown Buffalo directs the setup of a table, soon to be stacked with boxes of canned salmon, loose potatoes, and meat. Cars are already lining up to pick up food.
We try to be in a location where it's easier for them to come from the housing projects and from around town.
With only a few small grocery stores and gas stations located across this large swath of southeast Montana, the Crow and Northern Cheyenne reservations are considered food deserts. The grassroots nonprofit, Centerpol, tries to fill that gap with help from the Montana Food Bank Network, and Wellknown Buffalo says the need is high.
Sometimes we stay until 3, but today a lot of people have been calling.
Wellknown Buffalo talks about her concerns going forward. Montana Food Bank Network recently learned about cuts slated for more than 70 food banks across the state, Centerpol included. Montana Food Bank Network distributes food through the Emergency Food Assistance Program, or TFAP, a U.S. Department of Agriculture program that directs food to low-income areas. Montana Food Bank Network program manager Jesse Schroffnagel says they had committed to delivering food through the end of the year when they learned that one of TFAP's primary funding streams had been eliminated.
And as of the beginning of this month, all of those truckloads have been canceled. So what that amounts to is roughly 40% of our total TFAP allocation that we're anticipating not receiving for the remainder of the year.
According to records through the Montana Food Bank Network, the cuts account for more than a quarter of the total food Centerpol estimates it distributes in a year. Wellknown Buffalo says Centerpol plans to navigate the cuts to their pantry by establishing public gardens to grow food and indigenous plants they source from the hills in the region.
We're going to get hit with the craziness of what our government is doing. But the ones that are going to suffer is my people, us, Native.
Reporting from Crow Agency, I'm Kayla DeRoche.